WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, listen up. Are you tired of feeling like your phone is running your life? Ever scroll through social media and think, is this all there is? You know that feeling when you close your eyes and try to remember the last time you actually looked away from a screen for more than 5 minutes? I'm Laura Bennett, and this is Procrastination Punisher, where we turn those tired habits into laser-focused action. And today, we're tackling something B.I.G., building healthy relationships with technology and social media. Because let's face it, friends, the digital world is a double-edged sword. It connects us in amazing ways, but it can also suck us in like a black hole of notifications and endless scrolling. It's time to reclaim our time, our attention, and our sanity. Here are 5 fiery tips to help you build a relationship with technology that actually works for you. First, conscious consumption is key. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, what do I truly want right now? Am I bored, stressed, or genuinely seeking connection? Being mindful of your intentions helps you avoid mindless scrolling and make conscious choices about how you spend your time online. Remember, technology should serve you, not the other way around. Second, schedule tech-free time. Seriously, set aside chunks of your day where devices are off-limits. Whether it's an hour before bed, during meals, or even just 30 minutes in the park, create space for real-life experiences and disconnect from the digital noise. This might feel weird at first, like detoxing after a sugar binge, but trust me, your brain will thank you. You'll be surprised how much more present and focused you feel when you're not constantly bombarded with notifications. Third, and follow the negativity. It's easy to get caught up in comparison traps on social media where everyone seems to have it all figured out. But remember, those carefully curated feeds often don't reflect reality. And follow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring content, supportive communities, and things that genuinely bring you joy. Fourth, ditch the multitasking myth. We're bombarded with messages about being productive and doing it all at once, but research shows that multitasking actually decreases our focus and efficiency. When you're online, give your full attention to the task at hand, whether it's catching up on emails, scrolling through news, or connecting with friends. Single tasking might sound boring, but trust me, it's a game changer for productivity and mental clarity. And finally, remember that real life is happening. Put down your phone and look around. Engage in face-to-face conversations, explore your city, try new hobbies, and savor the little moments. Technology can be a fantastic tool, but it shouldn't replace the richness of human connection and genuine experiences. Okay, here's a real-world example. Imagine you're at a party with friends. You've got great conversation going, but every few minutes, your hand twitches towards your phone. You check for notifications, scroll through Instagram for a quick second, and before you know it, the conversation has fizzled out. You're missing those meaningful connections because you're glued to your screen. Remember that feeling? Now imagine this. You put your phone on silent, face your friends, and truly listen. You laugh together, share stories, and build stronger bonds. See the difference? That's the power of conscious tech use. So, there you have it, folks. 5 fire tips to help you build a healthier relationship with technology and social media. Remember, it's about finding balance, setting boundaries, and using these tools intentionally. When we do that, technology becomes our ally, not our adversary. Let's make this week count, friends. Take action on one of these tips today and feel the difference. Don't forget to share your thoughts, struggles, and triumphs with me on social media. I want to hear from you. Until next time, keep crushing it, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.